Since 1992, most women have voted for the Democratic candidate in presidential elections. Now, the National Federation of Republican Women is trying to reverse that trend one pit stop at a time. WHYY's Laura Benchoff met up with the women aboard Rosie, a tour bus crisscrossing the country to get GOP women to the polls.
Rosie the bus is 38 feet long and has already visited 25 states. This Federation of Republican Women's campaign was the brainchild of President Carrie Almond. She says the goal is to unify the party after a contentious presidential primary.
We are unified behind our nominee, Donald Trump, and really focus our volunteer hours on registering people to vote.
Federation members on the bus have been handing out registration forms in the states where they're allowed to and encouraging local parties to get out the vote where they can't. This stop at the Springfield Mall in Delaware County was mostly a photo op, drawing about 10 people. In Pennsylvania, the local members of the Federation will focus on contacting the 22,000 women and men who have supported Republicans in the past but now have invalid registrations. Chapter President Mary Bartek says the key is to get their status cleared up so they don't have any trouble on election day.
In Pennsylvania, we want our voices heard so that women will know Hillary Clinton and Katie McGinty do not represent us as women.
Bartek says their effort is not coordinated with the state GOP committee or Trump's campaign. While the overall presidential race is competitive, recent polls show Hillary Clinton beating Donald Trump among women voters by 20 to 30 percentage points. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.